化解烦恼情绪。慈城罗珠堪布讲授。更多课程请访问堪布官方网站www.慧灯之光.com。
各位大家晚上好。
Good evening, everybody.
今天我们的这个交流的主题是化解烦恼情绪，这样的一个这个题目。
The topic for this evening's teaching will be how to deal with negative emotions.
化解烦恼的情绪，这个就是对我们每一个人来说，是一个非常重要的一个问题，因为我们现在呢，我们每一个人的这个学到的东西啊，就是我们的每天接受的这个信息量是越来越多，然后呢，我们每一个人知道的呢，也就是越来越多，或者是说我们每一个人的这个文化水平呢，应该是相当相当高的，但是呢，我们有一个问题，就是我们总是解决不了啊。这个问题是什么？就是我们的一些心灵上的问题。
This topic dealing with negative emotions is an important one, probably for everyone. We live in an age where our education level is quite high. We know more probably than we ever had. We deal with an unprecedented amount of information. One thing, however, many people don't know well about is how to address the problems of their minds.
然后我们拥有的物质啊，从物质的角度来讲，我们现在是绝大多数的人都是应该是非常富裕的，因为我们今天比如说我们的通讯交通以及我们在这个以普通的人的常用的这些我们的这些生活的条件啊，就是在我们的祖先的时候或者是更早的时候呢，很多人连做梦都做不到的这样子的东西呢，今天我们在我们的生活当中已经是一个非常非常常用的东西了。按例来讲，因为我们拥有这么多的这个物质财富啊，我们拥有这么多的这个这个东西啊，这样子的话，我们应该是我们应该对我们的生活，对我们的人生，应该是非常的满足满意啊。然后呢，我们应该是这个我们的幸福指数应该是很高的。
We live in an age of unprecedented material wealth. Many of the things we enjoy today, including the advancements in transport, communications, and in all aspects of material life, are things that our ancestors would never have even been able to dream about. By logic, it should be the case that in this age of great material wealth and of great advancements in technology that we are all extremely happy and satisfied.
但是有一个非常奇怪的现象，这个奇怪的现象是什么呢？因为我们的这个生活的水平是越来越高，但是呢，我们对生活的这个满意度呢，根本就是没有增长。根本没有增长，这个是有很多的数据。我想西方在这个方面呢做得非常的不错的，就是半个世纪以来，很多人去研究我们的幸福感跟这个物质之间的这个关系。那么半个世纪的这个研究最终的这个结论是什么呢？我们的幸福感跟这个物质有关系的，真正有关系的呢，只有10%到15%。
But a strange phenomenon has arisen, and that is that despite these advances in our material lives, our happiness, in fact, is not increasing. And into this situation, there has been quite a bit of research done by Western scholars over the past half century or so. And the results of this research have shown that the connection, in fact, between our material lifestyles and our happiness is relatively small.
然后我们的这个幸福感当中的 90% 或者 85% 他们是跟我们的物质是没有关系的，那么他们跟什么有关系呢？除了物质以外的东西，他们就是来自于除了物质以外的东西。那么这个除了物质以外的东西到底是什么呢？那么这些东西我们有没有呢？那这个就是一个问题了。
What has been concluded is that 85% or 90% of our happiness is in fact derived from things that are not material in nature. So what are these things and where do they come from? These are very important questions.
然后就是我们人类就发明了这个电脑，还有很多很多都是已经是机械化，那这样子的话，我们比如说一台电脑可以完成很多很多的这个工作量，这样子的话，按理来讲，我们现在现代人应该是越来越休闲，应该是越来越休闲，但是呢，不是我们仿佛就是我们越来越忙，生活的节奏就是越来越快，然后我们越是有这些东西以后呢，然后似乎我们就是更加的忙碌，那么这个也是一个问题，这个到底它的根源在哪里，为什么是这样子？
As humans, we've also invented all kinds of things such as computers, supposedly to reduce the amount of effort we have to make in undertaking tasks. We should, by rights, be more leisurely now than we ever have been. However, the situation is the reverse. In fact, we find ourselves being more busy than ever. We really need to look to what the basic cause for this situation is.
还有一个更严重的问题呢，就是我们的心灵上的问题了。心灵上的问题就是越来越严重，这个我们前几天也讲过，大家应该也知道的，这个数据，大家都是公开的，这些数据都是公开的，大家都应该比较清楚的。比如说在这个美国 1960年到2000年这个短短的40年的过程当中，那么他们的个人的这个物质，个人的收入是犯了三番，但是呢，精神上的很多的这个问题呢，没有就是像这个物质的增长一样，他们的幸福感呢，对生活的这个满意度呀，就是没有增长，一点都没有增长。
So the other major problem that we are facing is the problems we are facing in the psychological realm. This is something that everyone is probably clear about and something that I've spoken about over the last couple of days. In America, over the past 40 years, the average household income has increased threefold, but people's happiness or sense of contentment or satisfaction has not increased at all.
他不但是这个他们的幸福感和这个对生活的满意度不但是没有增长，而且就是对生活越来越不满足，然后就是因为对生活不满足不满意，所以在这个过程当中产生了太多太多的这个心灵的疾病，比如说典型的就是抑郁症，那么抑郁症呢， 在美国就是短短的40年当中，抑郁症的这个患者的这个数字就是增长了10倍。
So it's not just that satisfaction has not increased, but in actual fact, people have become more dissatisfied. And in the midst of this dissatisfaction, all kind of mental illnesses have arisen. Over the course of 40 years, in the last 40 years in America, the number of depression sufferers has increased tenfold.
不但是这个数量上的增加，而且这个患者的年龄就是越来越年轻。早期的时候，就是60年代的时候呢，这个抑郁症的患者的平均的年龄 是29岁啊。那么40年以后，2000年的时候呢，这个年龄呢，这个患者抑郁症的患者的年龄已经是下降到这个14岁啊。那么这样子的话，就比如说啊，8岁、9岁、10岁啊，这样子的小孩都有抑郁症。
Not only has the number of depression sufferers increased, but their average age has also decreased dramatically. So whereas in the 1960s, the average age of a depression sufferer was 29, in the year 2000, the average age was 14 years of age. So this means that there are also young children now as young as 8 and 9 who are also suffering depression.
然后这个时候我们无论是到那一家比较大型的这个购书中心啊，这个卖书的地方啊，进去了以后呢，我们可以看到一片一片的这个关于心腹方面的这些书籍，而且基本上都是非常畅销，都是畅销书啊。那么似乎就是21世纪的时候呢，这个心腹这两个字就成为一个非常热门的话题。
These days, any major bookstore we go to will have a major section devoted to books on happiness. It would appear that this word happiness has become a much discussed, very popular term in the 21st century.
那么为什么21世纪这个心腹这两个字变成一个热门的话题呢？心腹不就是我们一直都大家都在追求吗？啊，人类历史就是一个追求心腹的一个过程。那除了人类以外，所有的生命呢都在追求心腹。为什么就21世纪的时候变得一个热门的话题呢？啊，因为我们过去像这个17世纪、18世纪，这个时候的这个我们大多数的人认为是幸福的东西啊，到了21世纪的时候呢啊，就不是，已经这些东西不能给我们带来幸福了。这个观点基本上就是颠覆了啊。那么颠覆了以后呢啊，我们幸福我们还是要追求的啊，并不是说因为我们过去的方法得不到幸福就不需要幸福，这个不是这样子，还是需要追求啊。那么这种方法我们得不到幸福的话，那么我们应该用一个什么样的方法呢？啊，所以就是在这个时候，就幸福就是变得一个非常热门的话题，关于这个幸福的啊，这些书籍都是畅销书。原因就是这个原因。
So why is it that it's now in the 21st century that happiness has become such a hot topic, such a much discussed topic? Has it not been the case that the history of humankind has been one of constant pursuit of happiness, and not just humans too, but every other creature also pursuing happiness? This is the case. However, the reason for the recent attention to happiness is due to the fact that the notions of what we thought would bring us happiness that prevailed in the 17th and 18th and 19th centuries have essentially been widely overturned now, causing people to look for alternative sources of happiness or other means of achieving happiness in an era where our previous notions are no longer valid.
我们全世界共同面临了一个新的危机啊，这个就是不是金融危机，这个就叫做心灵危机。
The whole world is, in fact, facing a common crisis. It's not an economic crisis. It is a spiritual or a psychological crisis.
世界卫生组织和世界银行共同的就做了一个这个调查啊，它的报告是什么呢？21世纪人类三大杀手级别的这个疾病啊是什么？一个就是艾滋病啊，第二就是癌症，第三就是抑郁症。
The World Bank and the World Health Organization co-authored a report in which they identified the three major killers of the human race in the 21st century as first being AIDS, second being cancer, and third depression.
然后世界银行也预测啊，就是21世纪这个自杀啊，自杀就是变成了这个人类的第三大杀手啊，自杀啊。那么自杀为什么啊变成这个第三大杀手呢？自杀的原因80%啊就是抑郁症啊，80%都是因为抑郁症。
And the World Bank has predicted that in over the coming century, suicide will take the place of the third largest killer of humankind. Among suicide victims, 80% are sufferers of depression.
那么这些社会问题啊，比如说美国在这个短短的40年当中，我们刚才讲的这个抑郁症以外，还有比如说他们的短短的40年当中，他们的离婚率增长了2倍。
So in addition to depression, other social phenomena that have manifested over the past 40 years have been an increase in the divorce rate in America.
多少倍
？Yeah, America.
多少倍？离婚率？
两倍。
Oh, has the divorce rate in America has increased twofold?
Yeah.然后就是青少年犯�罪率增长了3倍。
And the rate of juvenile delinquency has increased threefold.
监狱里面的人就是增长了5倍。
And the prison population in America has increased 5 times.
那么我们很多人的这个文化水平是越来越高。按理来讲，每个人的素质也是应该是越来越高啊。那么，素质跟文化水平都是越来越高的话，为什么有这么多的犯罪率啊？然后青少年的自杀率啊，就是增长了4倍啊，增长了4倍。那为什么是这样子呢
？So in an era when our educational attainments are unprecedentedly high, when our educational cultivation is a very high level, how is it that there are such increasing rates of crime, increased rates of youth suicide, for example? Youth suicide is something that's also increased fourfold.
So these questions are just a social question, also a personal mental question. These questions, if we don't solve them, we may have very rich material, but just relying on material is very clear. We cannot solve these questions. So these questions, why are there so many problems? How do we solve them? This is what we need to think about today.
So these are problems, these are social problems, and they are also problems at the level of the individual self. It's clear that despite our level of material affluence, that the material realm itself is not able to offer a complete solution. So as to the nature of these problems, what they are, how they arise, and how to address them, this is an important topic for us to really think about and one we're going to address through tonight's teaching.
好，我们今天就是从佛教的角度啊，从佛教的角度去分析一下我们为什么有这么多的烦恼啊，为什么有这么多的这个负面的情绪，然后呢，这些负面的情绪怎么样去解决啊？我们从佛教的角度去思考一下这个问题。
So tonight what we're going to do is look from a Buddhist perspective at why it is we have so many negative mental states, so much vexation, so much affliction.
从佛教的角度来讲，我们为什么今天这么的忙碌啊？我们为什么我们的生活的节奏这么的快？为什么工作压力这么大啊？为什么我们拥有电脑，拥有这么多的机械啊？他们可以在一个小时当中可以完成很多很多人的这种工作量，但是呢，我们还是越来越繁忙啊，没有越来越这个休闲。 原因啊，它的原动力是什么呢？原动力就是我们的欲望，当然有很多客观的这个因素，但是这些所有的客观的因素的根源，就是我们人类的欲望。
So we're also looking into why it is that our pace of life is as fast as it is, why we're so busy, why it is that we so have so much pressure when we have these machines that are supposedly meant to bring us greater leisure. In actual fact, the reason for our current state of great busyness is essentially our desires. There, of course, are many objective factors that contribute to our current situation, but the primary reason or the primary force behind the situation is our desires.
我们啊，根本就不了解我们自己的这个我们的内心的啊发展的这个规律啊，我们的精神啊，它也是啊，也是自然界的一部分啊，它也有一个自然的啊这个规律啊，它的发展。它的演变，它的发展的趋势也有一个自然的规律，但是这个自然的规律呢，我们根本就不懂。为什么我们平时我们不太关注我们的精神啊，不太研究，所以我们不清楚它的这个发展的方向。
But in respect of our minds, the natural law according to which they operate.The natural law according to which they develop, change, etc. This is something that we don't have a good understanding of. We don't pay attention to this much. We don't research it much. And so for this reason, we don't understand it.
比如说我们啊，比如说我们一个人的目标，比如说他想赚1000万啊，然后呢，他觉得啊，1000万这是我的目标啊，那么我赚到了1000万的时候呢，然后我完全就是足够了，完全就满足了啊。然后呢，啊，我赚到了1000万以后呢，我就去啊做我自己喜欢做的事情啊，我不再去赚钱，不再去为这个事情忙碌啊。那么他一开始的时候，他的目标是这样子。
So let's say a person has the goal of earning $10 million. To begin with, they say to themselves, this is my goal, this is my objective, and I'm going to work towards achieving this goal. And when I have achieved it, it will be enough, I will be satisfied.
然后赚到了1000万以后呢，他根本就不是过去想的这样子。他的这个内心的变化呢，有一个非常出乎意料的变化，然后他就是发现他的目标不是1000万，他的目标就是变成了2000万或者5000万。
However, when this $10 million is earned, the person finds that their state of mind is in fact different from how it used to be. No longer is $10 million their objective. Their goal is now $20 million or $50 million.
所以我们的欲望它永远都可以建立在我们目前这个所拥有的东西之上，再往上发展。我们的欲望它永远都是这个我们现在拥有的东西之上，在这个基础上再往上发展。它的永远，它的规律就是这样子。
So the way that our desire works is that they are always founded upon our current level of existence oriented towards a point of onward progress.
所以我们拥有的越多啊，我们需要的也是越多。
So for this reason, the more we have, the more we need.
在这个过程当中，因为我们的欲望让我们去工作，让我们去赚更多的钱，让我们去买更大的房子，让我们去买更好的车，让我们去买这个更贵的名牌的包包名牌的衣服等等这个就是我们的这个这么忙碌这么这个繁忙的原动力，就是我们的欲望我们永远都不懂得去这个控制我们的欲望，我们实际上就是我们每一个人都是欲望的奴隶我们就是跟着这个欲望的要求 啊、去做事情，所以我们越来越忙啊、虽然是越来越忙，但是呢，这个当中呢，我们也就越来越得不到满足，那这个就是我们的欲望的原因。
And it's actually desire that is the force which leads us to want to go to work, make money in order to buy a bigger house, a fancier car, more expensive brand name clothes, etc. In actual fact, it's desire that lies behind all of this, all of our busyness, etc. We are essentially all slaves to our desires.
然我们的欲望是来自于哪里呢？啊，欲望就是来自于一个啊，我们不了解这个世界的真相的一个这样子的负面的错误的观点啊，就是来自于这个错误的观点。
And where does our desire essentially come from? It derives from our mistaken, distorted recognition of the world around us.
啊，除了欲望以外，我们还有很多啊，还有很多的这个烦恼啊，有各种各样的烦恼。嗯，那么这些烦恼呢，从佛教的角度讲，所有的烦恼都可以归纳为三种烦恼啊，一个是这个嗔恨心啊，就是像抱怨、仇恨啊，像打人、像骂人的啊这种感受啊，这叫做嗔恨。嗯，另外一个第二就是欲望啊，对物质的欲望，对这个权力的欲望，对名声的欲望等等等等。嗯，这个欲望这是第二。第三啊，第三是我们不了解这个世界的真相，不了解我们的生命的真相啊，就是这三个是所有的烦恼，所有的这个负面的情绪的根源。
So aside from desire, there are of course other negative states of affliction that we experience. In general, we from the Buddhist point of view, we can categorize negative mental states into three categories. The first being anger, the second being desire for fame or desire for wealth, whatever it might be, and the third category being ignorance or a lack of understanding of the true nature of phenomena.
然后嗔恨心和欲望他们两个的根源是什么呢？他们两个来自于什么？他们两个就是来自于不了解事物的真相，用佛教的话来讲，这个就叫做无明啊。明是什么？明就是我们明白这个真相啊，知道真相。这个相反的对立的，就是我们不了解真相，不明白真相，叫做无明啊，就是来自于无明啊。我们可以这么说啊，所有的烦恼都是来自于贪嗔痴，就这三个啊。然后贪和嗔来自于痴，痴就是无明啊，也就是说不了解这个事物的真相，或者是说对事物的真相的一个错误的理解啊，就是来自于这个错误的理解。
So it's possible to say that all of our negative mental states derive from either attachment or desire, anger and ignorance. However, we can simplify it further and say that anger and attachment in fact also derive from the basic cause of ignorance. And this ignorance is both a lack of a proper understanding of the true nature of phenomena, or we could say a distorted or mistaken understanding of the true nature of things.
那么我们进一步的去分析啊，那么这个对事物的不了解是什么呢？事物是什么？不了解是什么呢？嗯，首先我们大家都认为啊，有一个自我的存在，比如说我们的肉体和精神啊，这两个是存在的东西。那么在这两个上面呢，我们加设了一个另外一个东西啊，另外的是什么呢？就是自我，就是我啊。 那么佛教就这个叫做我执，我们对自我的执着，或者是我们对自我的这种肯定，我们大家都认为有一个我的存在啊，这样子所有的烦恼就是来自于这里。
So looking further into this idea of having a distorted or mistaken understanding of the nature of things, from the Buddha's point of view, we talk about having a mistaken understanding of self. So this means that in addition to us as humans having a physical and psychological component, on top of these two aspects, we impose the existence of a self. We affirm a sense of self, we cling to a notion of self, and it's this clinging to self or clinging to ego that is the origin of all of our negative mental afflictions.
这个非常的简单，我们可以立即可以证明啊，它的来源就是这个自我的执着。比如说啊，有人来骂我的时候啊，我们每一个人都会生气。啊，我们每一个人都会生气的，那么这个时候啊，他来骂我的啊，侮辱欺负我的这些语言啊，他伤害到我的什么呢？啊，伤害到我的肉体还是伤害到我的精神呢？肉体啊，他的这个声音的声波从空气里面穿过来的这个声波啊，只能震动我的耳膜。这个也不算伤害啊，伤害不了的啊。那么，它的这个从空气里穿过来的这个声波啊，也不会啊，不会接触到我的精神啊，因为它这个声波是一个物质啊，然后我的精神呢，它是一个无形状这个。没有阻碍的东西啊，所以呢，这个两个永远都碰不了的啊，接触不了的，不会见面的啊，所以也不会伤害的啊。那么为什么他的预言就他说了这么一句话，我为什么就生气了呢？啊，这个我们得要去思考一下。
So the fact that the self we project is in fact insubstantial is something we can test or prove through an example.So when someone speaks harsh or insulting words to us, our habitual response is to get angry. However, if we analyze it further, then we can ask ourselves how it is that these words in fact generate this response. Words, after all, are only sound waves that travel through the air. They're only capable of stimulating our ear membranes and not capable of attacking or injuring our physical form in any other way. And in terms of our spirit, which is not a material form, words are not capable of impacting on that either.
比如说我们在工作当中每天都要干很多很多的这个工作，然后就是身体疲劳，所以我们不开心，不高兴等等，这些跟我们的肉体有关系那么除了这些以外，比如说有人骂我，然后我立即会这个生气，那么这一类的烦恼是占我们的所有的烦恼当中的绝大多数的，就是这种烦恼那么这种烦恼它是怎么来的它的来源是什么这个我们要进一步的去思考。
So in the course of our work days, we have suffering that is generated through the exertion and toils that we undergo in our working lives. However, the greatest amount of our vexation comes from situations like when people speak mean or insulting words to us. So the reason for this, the origin of this situation is something we need to look into more deeply.
好，这个时候我们会，大家都会这么说他的这个声音的波声波没有伤害到我的身体这个声波不会伤害身体的然后他的这个声波也没有接触到我的精神物质和精神它不会接触的那么都是没有，但是呢，因为他说我呀，他在侮辱我呀，所以我不高兴 大家都会这么说。
What most people would answer to this situation is yes, words just being sound waves, they don't strike the substance of my body, and as sound waves, they are also not capable of penetrating or striking my spirit. However, the reason I feel angry is because this person insulted me. They said nasty things about me, and that's why I am angry.
所有的烦恼就是这样子来的。我们认为啊，他在侮辱我，他在说我，他在骂我啊，等等，这个都是跟我这个有关系啊。然后呢，我们的欲望也是啊，比如说我们对这个物质的有些欲望是合理的，比如说我们的这个肉体啊，它需要水，需要空气啊，需要食物。等等，它的生存的这个基本的条件啊，对这些东西的欲望，这个是不过分的啊，没有这些我们不能生存的。但是除了这些以外，还有很多很多的欲望，比如说我们的这个，比如说从它虽然不是欲望，但是呢，它的根源就是欲望，比如说攀比啊，傲慢啊。等等，这些很多很多的这些负面的这些情绪啊，那么它是来自于什么？也就是我，也就是来自于我。
So it's this sense of self or this sense of ego that lies at the root of all our negative mental states. So it's not just in the context of getting angry, but also in terms of our desires. Whilst certain basic desires are legitimate, desires towards material things such as food, water, air, etc. We need to have these desires in order to survive. However, negative mental states such as competitiveness and jealousy, etc., the common element in all of these desire-related mental states is the basis of a self or an ego.
好，这个就是佛教的观点啊。接下来我们再交流一下，我们互动交流一下啊。我们为什么别人说我的时候呢？我生气，我不开心啊？到底是什么？他的语言啊，对我到底有什么样的伤害啊？有伤害的是身体还是精神？精神为什么伤害了啊？怎么样伤害啊？我们这个进一步的再探讨一下。你们这个我们这边的学生也好师兄也好你们几个人表达一下自己的观点你们认为是不是这样子，或者是有不同的看法就更好，如果有不同的看法就非常非常的好啊。
So this explanation of why we get angry is the Buddhist point of view. Right now, I would like to have some exchange of ideas on this question. Why is it that we get angry when someone speaks insulting words to us? Is it what are essentially their words insulting? Is it our physical being? Is it our spirit? If so, how is this happening?Please, everybody, feel free to put your ideas forth.
Yeah, 我们这边有一个学生啊，他代表回答一下这个问题。你的看法，自己表达一下你的看法。
I feel that when we get upset by words, it is our ego, as you said, that gets upset.And because of our ignorance, we don't see that we are at one with everyone else. With our ego, we see that we are separate to everyone else. And therefore, when someone insults us, we feel this, because of our ignorance, we feel this separate person has insulted my single being. But without this sense of ego, this delusion of this ego, there would not be any insult in the first place. So,Yeah, maybe
not
this ego is very
important. Yeah. 님 오랑진한 디디레디 나서 딱진베 온게 드니 미션버 나서 드니 닌주기게 체셰디 나서 컨트롤 온게 오래. 그래 나서 마르베 드니 인상 나서 Tini da dak dang tini xian tini ye wo se bu zhi xie ge yo re tini mu shen ba ge nga zuo tini da zhi nian tini xing tu nga zuo da zhin bi yun zhen tini kun zhe lang ge res
ya kun ge shi sun ya
and
ya zhu zhi ge gu ne
yes please 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 please
就是你们不要重复佛教的这些语言，就是表达一下自己的看法。
So we're not meant to be reiterating Buddhist language. We should say what our own independent ideas are.
I don't think it's our responses, our emotional responses are based on any.A reality we can actually touch, which is something that we think in our heads, it's all in our minds, it's all what we imagine and perceive.
Tini da ngon so kuncho lang di, tini di, chizere di gyumsen di, chizere di, denbazi yo ma re di, shiru ke dini, tatu ke denbazi ma re di, ngon so sim nang ke dini, chupa ma tok dini,not so the knitting games and control languages.
Yeah. Ah, 还有几个，还有啊！不要你们不要重复佛教的这个观点啊！表达自己的想法。
So when you ask the question, can you please stand up and tell us what your name is very for? Is that okay? 告诉你的名字和我们起立来
你一开始的时候是说上师你肯定要讲佛教的这些观点
我是想说是因为我们是人嘛就是在这个群居的这个社会环境里面人甚至会讲面子啊你的生计啊这都很重要那如果是人家去就是侮辱你然后讲一些很不好的话呢就会就是如果你是说只是一个我这个讲法还不对我不是不对就是说还不够了因为我们在这个环境里面如果你一点感觉都没有的话也真是修行很高了一般来讲说
不是这样子我的问题啊比如说我在说话的时候因为我的喉咙的震动然后呢就是发出了一个空气压力波到了你的耳朵里面震动了你的耳膜的时候你就听到我的声音啊。如果我骂你的话那么是所谓的骂也就是一个这样子的传播的一个波而已那么这个有没有伤到你的这个耳膜呢没有伤到不疼是吧对对对对对对对对然后这样子以后呢你再进一步要分析这个问题比如说这个空气压力波是不是接触到你的心呢
是心这是你的感觉吗
是是是我就是说啊就是说我这边穿过去的这个波是不是接触到你的心呢没有是吧
心是没有的
对呀、啊、那么为什么要就伤害了心呢他根本没有接触过为什么要伤害心呢
那就是因为我们想太多了就是我的环境别人会怎样然后就是这一个出来就因为是这个群就是一对关系嘛交际网很有很多很多东西变成我们的心就好像是有一个概念嘛
不是我们现在要就是回答这个问题我们就是要这个声音的波就是一波的心是穿过去的这个波有没有伤害有没有接触到你的心或者是如果有接触的话那它怎么去伤害的呢如果没有接触的话那没有接触的时候怎么伤害的呢就是要分析这个问题。
So the question that Kenpo asked was, so if it's essentially just sound waves that my mouth is projecting, they're traveling through the air, they're stimulating the membrane of your ear, how are these hurting your ear or hurting your body? And the answer was, well, they're not, but they're hurting my heart, they're hurting my person. And then Kenpo's counter question was, but how is it that these sound waves are hurting your heart or your person? And that's the question we are now stuck on.
怎么样记得作用，知道吗？因为就是在意别人，在意什么呢？就在意别人，在意别人，在意什么呢？就在意别人，在意什么？在意别人呢？对，在意别人讲自己，所以还是在意自己。对对对，自己是把别人将我，对，没错，别人将我。好，这个是一个，好，还有其他人有吗？好，有不同的，如果是同样的，就不说了，有不同的观点就可以表达。我们最后就大家再总结一下，你说。看不老师，
我想跟大家分享一种另外的情况。 就是说，因为个体方面，我们刚才大家讲的大部分都是个体方面嘛。个体方面的话，可能很多都是我们自己的 ego 啊，或者是 pride 呀，或者。但我想讲一个，就是在公司里工作的时候，因为在公司里工作的时候呢，比如说有的时候会有一些同事，他会去 challenge 另外的同事。那另外的同事的话，如果这些同事如果他就是非常平静或者非常柔和的话， 就可能会被其他的同事或者是公司里边的人员认为这个人很软弱，所以那么其他的部门或者其他的同事可能就会，就是说，就是比如说在工作的执行方面，或者是在策略的推广方面，或者在他的意见想要推行的时候，就会推行不下去。所以呢，这个有时候就是公司里边的，我觉得就是一种是，
但是我们要探讨的呢， 还要稍微再深入一点的东西，这都是表面的，我们生活当中的一些常经常发生的一些事情，这个我们大家都很清楚了。那我们为什么这样子，就是要我们深入的去了解这些东西背后的，或者是再深层次的东西，我们要去挖掘一下，或者是去探讨一下这个问题。其他我们不说了，比如说有人骂我的时候呢， 这个声音怎么伤害了我？我们就是要探讨这个问题。其他的我们暂时可以不谈。好，谢谢。好。So
the several people have answered that the reason we feel slighted, the reason we feel unhappy is because we care about ourselves. We are collective creatures. We lose face. We feel insulted. This happens in workplaces in various contexts. Kemble's answer is that we need to go deeper and look into why it is that we feel insulted.
谭总您好，你好，你好。我呢是有一个观点，就是说是从人的这个角度讲呢，就是说是人的本性可能是趋利的，人的本能可能是弊害的，在这个追求快乐与逃离痛苦之间是来回的摆动。他呢会以自己呢是作为一个参照物，就是说他会跟以保护自己是本能嘛，就是说是那个弊害的嘛，他会 产生一种对抗的关系，你呢跟我的顺呢，哎，我可能就认同你。但是你与我的番这种标准或者是参照物是有抵抗关系的，可能呢就说是产生了这种不爽或者是不舒服。我们一般讲那个金刚，我们认为是足够的硬，但是呢，真正的金刚可能是百炼金刚绕指柔，它更多的是包含，像那个莲花一样，你很多东西你粘不上来，对吧？就是说是我不染着。 我是一个球，你过来的矛盾都是个切线，你钻就你射不进来，你也扎，就你也扎不进来。所以说呢，我是有这个想法，就像那个儒家讲仁者无敌嘛，并不是说是他多厉害去战胜了别人，而是他如何去融化别人，是包容了别人，他有他的解决别那个解决敌人的这么一个方式。这个是我的一个理解。
好好，非常好，好，我们。 好，还有最后一个，最后一位先生啊，这样好。你好，我叫
Ryan， 现在我说英语。I can only say a few words in Mandarin, I'm sorry. But I'm listening to the questions, and I know that we develop fear as a result of words, partly anyway for physiological reasons. It's not just the logical aspect of the physiological response. And often it's maybe because of similar injury or attack, perhaps in our childhood or in some other element of our early development, like bullying, etc., but often in our childhood. And the question really is, intellectually, it's very difficult, even in my humble opinion, even studying Buddhism from a logical point of view, it's very difficult to influence this physiological response. Do you have a view on that?
Tēnī kō pēchī ngā tō gēnā tēnī kōngshō rāndā, tī ngā tō pēchī tēnī bēn nāng dāng zhē wuzi rē. Jīk chē nā ngā tō lō chōng yīn bī gāp sō kī nyam yōng dāng zhē wuzi yō rē. Tī ngā tō kō tēnī sā chē zhē rē, tā ngā tō kō tēnī nām gyū ngā tō tēnī lō jī sō kāo dāng zhē wuzi chē bō yō mā rē, tī tō ngā tō tēnī bēn māng kō tēnī tō wuzi rē.
Rē, hā. Hā, 最后一个。 好，我们现在就是我们最后啊，我觉得你们的说的都对了啊，但是有一个这个里面就有一个终点啊，你们大家都说，比如说我们有些人说我，有些人说自己啊，对，就是这个问题了。我们比如说我们刚才第一个，他的这个声音的波不会伤害到我的这个身体，然后他的这个声音的波也不会这个对我的精神啊。 有什么伤害不会有的，但是呢，我们就认为，因为他在骂我呀，他在说我呀，他说，因为他说我，他在侮辱我呀，等等等等，这个里面就有一个我字啊，现在问题就是这个问题了啊，比如说他的这个语言，他不会伤害我的这个肉体啊，他的语言呢，他对我的精神有什么伤害？没有什么伤害的。 但是就是因为我只是认为有一个我啊，有一个我的存在，所以他在侮辱我，他在说我啊，等等等等，这样子以后呢，我们就立即就是啊，他虽然他讲这个话的时候呢，也没有伤害到我的这个身体，也没有这个精神上，如果我们没有这种我对我的这种执着的话，精神上也不会出现什么冲动。 但是呢，因为我们一直都认为有一个我的存在，所以我们认为他虽然没有伤害到我的肉体，也没有伤害到我的精神，但是他在说我呀，他说我，他在伤害我的名声啊，他在伤害我的什么什么什么呀，所以我生气，就是这样子，是吧？好，接下来我们就是要看一下，那么这个我啊，到底是什么啊？我们接下来再进一步都要去。 我们要分析一下我是什么啊，这个大家表达一下什么叫做我啊，刚才你们的这个回答我们总结了以后呢，我都听出来了，我们每个人的这个语言当中就有一个这样一个字，有些人就说我，有些人就说自己啊，实际上就是一个意思啊，最终我就是跟我有关系。
So everybody answered well just now, and one common thing that I hear in everybody's answers is me, I, self. And essentially, though the words, the sound waves that my words manifest in don't impact or don't injure my physical self, and they are not capable of injuring my psychological or spirit of myself, which is devoid of a imposition of an artificial notion of self. It is, in fact, this self that feels affronted, that feels slighted, that feels angry. It's what's responding to these words. And so what we need to do now is probe more deeply, what is this self? And that's something that everybody please feel free to offer your thoughts on.
好，接下来问给大家问一个问题啊，请大家回答啊，我们几个人可以回答，不需要所有人，就是有几个人代表大家就可以了。如果我们啊，如果这个我们的肉体和我们的精神啊，这两个东西上啊，如果没有一个叫做我的东西的话，那么他的这个语言对我有没有什么伤害？
So this is the question I'd like to pose to you now. If there were no imposition of a self on the foundation of our physical and psychological components, would words that are spoken, insulting words, cause a sense of injury to us?
我想的话应该不会有的，为什么呢？因为我生气的原因是什么呢？他说话的时候，我的身体上没有什么疼痛的感觉啊，没有什么伤害啊，我没有受伤啊。然后呢，我的精神，我虽然是生气了啊，但是呢，生气是有另外原因的。如果我没有生气的话呢，那么他的这个声音的波也不会伤害到我的这个精神啊。但是为什么呢？啊，就是因为我认为这有我，他在说我啊，所以我生气了啊。那么如果没有这个我就是一个我自己的一种错觉，实际上没有这个东西的话，那么他的语言我有没有必要生气？
I'd say that the answer to this is in the negative. The words themselves are not capable of inflicting an injury or a wound on my body, and they're not capable of harming my psychological self that doesn't have this notion of self imposed on it. However, what is really responding to this situation is this notion of self. Now, if it turned out that this idea of self is in fact not true, is mistaken, then would I still feel angry?
We have 几位啊学生或者是师兄啊回答一下这个问题，但不要重复佛教的语言啊。
So
表达自己的想法。
The precondition for answering is please don't simply repeat Buddhist turns of phrase.
你好，
我想就是举一个就是例子，就是说在一个下雨的天。比如说我吧，那么去挤一个公共车，这车上的人特别多，那么我站在那里边，那么这时候呢，就是我转不了身，后面呢就有一个人可能雨伞碰到我，那么碰到我一次又一次，我就心里很不舒服，就可能会慢慢就会摇摇火吧。但是呢，当这个松的时候呢，就是说我转身一看，后面结果是一个盲人，他拿了一个拐杖。碰到我，那我这个时候就是说，我可能就不会觉得生气。那么实际上，刚才我自己是一种想象，他伤害我是一种想象，有一个先入为主的东西在里面。我觉得可能跟您说的一个情况有点相类似。
这个跟我们今天讲的没有太大的关系，这个跟我们昨天讲的有关系，就是理解。理解啊，你这个之前呢，有一直都有人的雨伞碰到你，你不理解他，他为什么要这样子呢？你回头一看，就是一个盲人，你一下子理解他了，所以你不生气了。这个就是我们昨天讲的理解。
前两天没有听到您那个。
是是是。
突然想到这个例子。
是非常好，非常，你这个很具体的，非常好，对对。还这，但是这个还没有回答我的问题。对对对对对，还有吗？
So that answer was, well, is it like a situation where we're in a bus on a rainy day and it's very crowded and someone pokes us in the back repetitively with their umbrella and we get angry and turn around only to find it's a blind person who's accidentally poked us with their stick and immediately our anger diffuses, we're not angry anymore. Is this a similar sort of thing that you're talking about? And Kempo said, it's not so related to what he's talking about today. However, it is definitely related to what he was talking about yesterday in terms of generating compassion towards other people.
看过你好，很不好意思，我因为电脑没有站起来回来。我想说，刚刚您提到的声波对于我有没有这个伤害？不知道您有没有听到一个词叫做语言暴力？在家庭暴力里面有一种暴力叫做语言的暴力。语言的暴力不单只是他说的这些话，或者是他的这个态度。 有时候单纯是一个声波，他说话很大声，或者是他我们英语叫做
shouting，他对着我们呼喊的话，我觉得对我们的身体来说还是有一定的伤害。比如对我们的耳膜就会有伤害。如果轻轻的骂你的话呢？如果轻轻的骂，我们应该不会。作为一个有修养的现代人，我们是不会十分非常文明的骂你的话呢？
文明的反抗。如果精神来说，如果他喊得很大声的话，我们会感到恐惧感。是。所以我觉得声波对于我们来说，这个我就算是我们不执着于我执，是吧？我们还是有一定的伤害的。对，但是这个汽车的喇叭也有，喇叭声音也有这样子的效果。但是它不是马窝。但是喇叭说的是另外的内容。<笑><笑>
谢谢。This answer was that the words that are being spoken are a kind of verbal violence. So just as we have physical violence, there's also verbal violence. However, in addition to this, words that are spoken very loudly and aggressively can certainly injure the membranes of our ears. And this is a kind of injury to our physical selves. And Kemble's answer was that the horn of a car is also very loud too, but it doesn't injure ourselves. So this is a difficult analogy. And then the answer to that was yes, but the content of what the horn is blasting and the mouth is uttering are very different. And we have not addressed that yet.
大师你好，非常荣幸又能再一次听到你的讲座，非常开心。我刚才听你说了这些呢，我突然间想到了一句话，就是这个世界上呢，真正能够伤害你自己的，一定是你自己。也就是说，不管是有人骂你好，做什么事情好，其实一切来自于你自己的内心。如果对方骂你的时候，如果你不觉得他是在侮辱你，如果你内心修行到了，内心 很强大，你可能不会给他一本戒指。就像在路边，如果遇到一只中国，它咬了你一口，难道你还反复咬它吗？所以我认为这个世界上，就是说，真正能够伤害自己的，一定是你，是我啊。这一切起源于你的内心，是一种修行。是的，
我们现在就是要照这个我在哪里。 So this answer was really the only person who's capable of injuring oneself is oneself. If ultimately one doesn't regard what someone else is saying as being insulting, then it's not able to insult one. So therefore, oneself is really the ultimate injurer of oneself. Kemble's answer is yes, and what we now have to do is locate what is that self, where is that self?
最后一个。Hello,
sorry I can't speak any. You argue that it's the self, the ego, that affects and what people get affected by words and sounds. And while sounds and words can't actually affect and harm the physical person, they actually do if you look at a more broader sense, because words and threats can be translated into physical violence. So people that defend themselves with words end up surviving better. And through evolution, people have learned to defend themselves with words because words are translated into violence.
Yeah, the leader. Sick time, the new nubula, the new nuba, shimutupare. 这个呢有刺痛的你啊的你消化心动了的你贴卡可觉得有人的你要做美丽的美丽的你进化可逻辑的难了的你没参加的你 自我防卫和的你的语言的模式的女朋友的他的人的啊的你吃给家我做的你路不了的你顺着学个特殊技术
呀。非常感谢大家的参与啊，这样子以后呢我们再总结一下。嗯，比如说这个语言呢、啊、对我们的伤害，比如说我们刚才讲的语言的暴力啊，或者是骂人侮辱我等等，这些语言能不能伤害到我还是我自己决定。嗯，不是你决定，是我自己决定啊。你骂我的这些语言，你侮辱我的人格的最最最恶毒的这些语言能不能伤害到我还是我自己决定，不是你来决定啊。你什么都可以说啊，你能够想出来的最最最恶毒的这些语言你都可以说。嗯，但是呢最后能不能伤害我呢还是我自己决定。
嗯， So thank you everyone. So thanks everybody for your contributions just now. I'd just like to summarize them and offer my own thoughts. And ultimately, regardless of the words that are spoken, regardless of how nasty and insulting and offensive the language you might utter in respect of me, ultimately, whether or not it injures me, whether or not it harms me, is something that I control. This is a situation that the individual determines. It's not the words themselves. You can say the worst and most ugly possible words that you can think of. Ultimately, whether or not it harms myself is something I determine.
比如说啊，美国他们做了一个简单的实验啊，简单的实验是什么呢？比如说，两批人啊，那么一批人呢，让他们去修慈悲心啊，然后呢，另外一批人呢，他什么都没有修。然后这个修了慈悲心的人和这个没有修慈悲心的人，然后就聚在一起啊，然后呢，他们。就拿出一个，比如说没有修慈悲心的这个人的人群当中啊，一个人站起来，然后他特别不喜欢的一个人的照片啊，立即给他看啊，然后呢有一个摄影机在偷偷的在拍啊，这个时候呢他的脸就立即就有反应啊，特别的不高兴。嗯，几乎所有的这些没有修慈悲心的这些人啊，几乎所有人都是这样子。嗯，然后呢修了这个慈悲心的这些人也是一样的让他们站起来，他们不知道要干什么啊，然后立即就给你看一张照片，而且这个照片你最不喜欢最讨厌的人啊，然后呢修慈悲心的这些人的就是没有什么表情，很淡定啊。
So there was an experiment conducted in America which divided a group of people into two smaller groups. One group that was instructed in cultivating compassion through meditation, and the other group, they weren't cultivating compassion. They had no particular practice. And after a given point of time, then individuals were singled out from the respective groups. First, the group that had not been engaging in compassion practice. And they were showed a picture of someone they really detested, someone they hated very much. And there was a hidden camera filming their response. And the very instant they were shown the photo of the person they didn't like, their face manifested some kind of expression of displeasure.When the individuals in the group who had been practicing compassion were showed these photos of individuals that they strongly didn't like, they showed no response whatsoever. They were very even.
所以啊，这个照片啊，能不能啊，这个对他啊带来这个不开心、讨厌啊这样子的这个情绪啊？不是这个照片决定啊，而是他自己决定。嗯，而且他没有修心或者是没有打坐的之前，他也跟另外一批人一样的一样的表情。嗯，但是因为他 经过了这个精神上的训练，训练了以后呢，最后他虽然看到了这个照片，但是他的心里没有什么反应，淡定。所以呢，这些东西，外在的这些东西，能不能让我们不开心能不能让我们生气能不能让我们特别特别的这个焦虑这些都，我们当我们没有去训练的时候，我们的看法是什么呢？我们一直都认为这个跟这些外面的东西有关系。我当然生气啊，因为他骂我呀。我们的这个一贯的我们的想法是这样。但是我们现在知道了，他骂一样的骂比如说一个人没有训练之前他来骂你，训练之后骂然后就不一样。这个就是在这个过程当中起到决定性的作用，是不是他的这个恶毒的语言，而是我对这个我对这个恶毒语言的态度起到了决定性的作用。
So we can see from this that it's not the photo in itself that is capable of producing disgust or aversion. In fact, it is the response that we have to it. We can see this in the different reactions of the individuals, those who had practiced compassion and those who hadn't. Those who had practiced compassion, they were unflummoxed and even in their reaction.And so it is, in fact, with all external stimulus, in fact, they are not intrinsically capable of generating a response in us. It is our attitude to them. Of course, before we have engaged in training our minds in this way, our habit is to identify the problem in the external environment, to identify an external cause. So,For example, when someone says insulting things to us, we feel that our anger is legitimate because this person is insulting us. However, once we are able to train ourselves through practice, then such insulting words don't necessarily manifest the same reaction.
所以我们必须要知道一个道理啊，这个道理是什么呢？比如说我们的训练啊，或者是我们在这个明白一个真相真相，然后呢通过一定的训练以后，比如说有人用最恶毒的语言来骂你的时候，只能这个声音的波可以震动你的耳膜但是这个声音就不会震动你的心完全可以达到这样子的。
So, it's possible through practice,for us to arrive at a point where we can recognize that when insulting words are spoken, the sound waves that are generated are capable of stimulating our ears. However, they are not capable of moving our minds or our hearts or striking them.
好，这个训练的前提的条件是什么呢？首先我们要明白一个道理道理是什么这个比如说我们刚才就是我生气的原因，主要的原因，我们刚才大家也交流了，主要的原因就是因为他骂我就是因为有一个我的存在然后呢，这个自我就是受到了伤害身体没有受到伤害，精神也就不会这个语言不会接触到精神，但是呢，因为我们有一个我的这个自我的这种观念然后呢我们认为他伤害了损坏了我的名声就是损坏了我的什么什么什么因为他骂我等等，最终就是这个所有的原因就是一个字，就是我跟我这个字有关系。
So the precondition or the thing that it's necessary for us to understandprior to engaging in this kind of training or practice is that the reason we feel injured, the reason we feel harmed when people speak offensive words, etc., is due to our imagined existence of a self who is being demeaned or insulted or criticized. It's essentially the self.
接下来我们大家再探讨一下到底什么叫做我。我们只有三个人到五个人回答这个问题，我们人不要太多了，没有太多的时间啊。首先什么叫做我，你们认为什么是我啊？然后大家说出来，大家不要用佛教的语言，大家用自己的想法啊。然后呢我们再总结一下啊，总结以后呢我们再去看看有没有这样子的我。
So we've just got in a short few minutes, would perhaps 3 or 5 people offer their opinions on what we mean by self? What is this self? After you have offered your thoughts on this, then we will summarize our findings.
Yeah.
I probably should start by saying I'm a bit nervous about having the opportunity to ask you a question of... I've been blessed to have teachings from teachers before, and I guess I've learnt or studied some of the scriptures, and I guess I always feel like I have an intellectual understanding, but not really getting, I guess, to the essence of it. So I guess my understanding of the self is, I guess it's kind of beyond what the words that I would be able to explain. It's something beyond my intellectual understanding, and that I guess I intellectually, you know, when I hear your words, it really strikes me that, you know, that what you're saying, but when I'm in a situation and I hear words, my fear is often still my first reaction, you know, no matter how much I hear these great teachings that we're hearing, I still have this initial reaction is a fear. So I'm not sure I have an answer, but I think it's something beyond what I can intellectually understand.
Natsu di tsiktang dini yikile gibak debak dini samus
re. Ya. Pat kosok di jambal. Hmm. Hayo no?
Dashi ni hao. 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 Ni hao.你喜欢的人的在乎，一种对喜欢你的人在乎。因为对我来说，我觉得如果你这个人你根本就不在意不在乎，那他不管说什么话对你来说都不会有影响。就像一个路人骂你一句话，你都不会觉得有任何的伤害。但是一个人你在乎的，他说了一些话，那有时候对你的伤害就特别大，甚至只是一些很小的事情他跟你说，但是你就会觉得特别受伤害。包括人，我觉得就是常常是这样，对别人也是这样，你有时候很在乎一个人，那有时候你就会说一些特别伤害他的话，那可能这些话并不是你的本意。所以我觉得对我来说，我就是一种对人的在乎，对一些事的在乎。
你是说你就是一种在乎？
对，我对这个问题。
那么你不在乎的话，就是不是不存在你了？
我觉得不在乎的话，你就不会受到伤害。
是不会受伤害，但是你自己还是存在的吧？
This answer was self is caring about oneself. It's caring about what others who one regards as important think about one, how they regard you, and what they say about you. So, if someone you attribute significance to says something offensive, then you'll get very upset about it. If someone you don't care anything about says something, you won't really have any strong reaction. So self is having a strong regard for what others think and for others. Campbell's answer to that was, well, does that mean that if you didn't care about others, then your self wouldn't exist? And this one seems a bit difficult.
麦克风。好，你先说。好，
看过，很荣幸那个能在这儿听到您的讲座。我的理解就是说，这个所谓的我呢，是一方面是我们的眼睛能看到，耳朵能听到，我们的身体方面能够接触到的，还有就是说是所有我们成长过程当中的。
你是说你可以看得到你的眼睛能够看得到你自己，你的耳朵能够听得到你自己，是吗？是这个意思？
就是说我的眼睛能够看得到的东西，它反映到我的内在，然后呢，引起的。
你是说你的眼睛看到的东西不是你吧？
不，
对对对。那到底你自己是，你认为是什么呢？
我自己就是所有的这些物质以及这些思想情绪的组成。
果成。
组成
好好，明白了，好好啊，你来。
我理解的我呢是，
没关系，我嗓门比较大。
对，不用了。
首先呢，就是我觉得我英文不是很好，我只会说一个字，就是 unique。每个人都不一样，从这个里面去理解我。第二个意思呢，就是说我们大家就是从baby 开始，每一个人都从父母那里得到一些东西，不是全部的，但是在随着每一个人有家庭的这个环境下，他受到不同的对待，这个我是动态的。
我是动态的。
对，这个我是动态的。
动态的是什么呢？
动态的在他的成长过程当中，不断的根据不同的外边的环境所受到的，组成一个新的我，然后一直在不停的在他有一个。
他在哪里啊？
他在哪里？就是说，我想形容我理解的我，就是说这个我是一直是在变化。那么这个变化就从 baby， 从小孩接受教育到后面的工作。在这个过程当中，
那你看到过他没有啊？
你说谁看到？
你呀。
我现在这么讲，就是说，当我要想去理解我，因为我也是听到有我执才会有烦恼。
对对对。
那我怎么去理解我执呢？就是说，哦，首先要理解什么是我。那我现在就倒过来在想，哦，原先我受小学教育的时候我是怎么想的，然后受中学教育大学教育的时候，因为你这个我是在变化的。不在一起吗？就是我认为我
在一起，在一起。
我认为我
长话短说，你说你是动态的，对，
独特的。那个我呢是不同的，在这个环境当中就是形成了一个我，所以就是很特殊。
好
，OK， so just the answer before this was that the self is the comprised of the thoughts and emotional states that are generated through sensory interaction with one's environment, accumulated over time. And the second answer just now was that self is something that one receives in part from what one's parents give one to start with, but beyond that, through the process of growing up, living in a constantly changing environment, the self is something that is in a constant state of change, flux, and interaction with one's surrounds. It is also unique.
好，最后两个。
我的国语讲得不好，我是
讲得非常好。
我好感恩，能今天在这里见到你。我见你之前我不知道你是谁。因为有一次我看到中财仁波切给你一些东西，我很奇怪，哎，为什么中财仁波切会给他一些东西，我就忘记了。今天我好感恩在这里见到你。我想问的不是问，我自己的理解就是。因为我六十几岁了，一生人都经过了很多风浪了，就感觉如果我把我放下，我比如说叫做 ABC 或者什么，就是一个临时的一个符号，我不管觉得是什么，我就没有感觉你说我什么什么，我也不想跟你比较或者争什么，那么我就没感觉，现在是我整个人的感受。 好，谢谢。
好，谢谢，谢谢。好，最后，最后，最后，最后的一位先生。啊，我们的时间不多了，最后一个啊，最后一个。
我是三点，我的概念其实是想出来的。
想出来的。
对 ，the concept itself is created by thought， 就是你自己有个想法，你做事情都有一个判断想法，但是你很相信你的判断的想法。然后在这上面产生一个 self 的概念，然后你就 feel with it， 你就觉得你是就是他的一个二合为一，那个他就是你，其实只是一个想法而已。
好，
人想很多，
对，
你就很太相信你的想法了，然后你就觉得发生。
好，
然后这个，但是人一定会有想法，有念头、想法，一定是这个是人类。生存的一个基本一定会有的，因为从进化过程中他们一定会看，就是在远古过来的时候会看到一只老虎啊，一个狮子会去吃你，你要做判断，所以这个判断这个 thought 这个 thinking 这个 judgment 一定会有，所以会看他或者人家骂你的时候你就有反应，这些东西所有东西都是你去想，
好，
然后你认为他就是
好，好，好，非常好，好，
And this answer was that the self is essentially thought, it's essentially a concept that underpins our actions and the things that we do, and we attribute to it this sense of self, we believe it, we affirm it, and that's what it is, thinking and thought, or derived from thinking and thought.
好，这里有一个哲学的一句话，我思故我在。啊，笛卡尔的一句话，啊，但是这个我们，哎呀，我们要进一步的去探讨这个问题。好，我们现在总结一下啊，我们刚才大家都说了什么是我啊，就大家都表达了自己的意识啊，那么我们的最终我这样子啊，我们先不说我们的回答是对或者错，那我们先看看佛教怎么讲啊，佛教怎么讲，大家啊。同不同意这种说法？如果不同意的话，那么他的这个说法上面呢，就是那里有不对，我们再进一步的去看看。因为这个是，因为我们这种啊，这个我们今天这个不是玩游戏啊，这个是我们对每一个人的我们的这个生活的细节，都有很大很大的关系。所以我们还是要。大家了解一下，我觉得比较好，因为这样子的答案呢，答案只有在佛教里面就比较说的比较多啊，所以其他的，比如说科学，它讲不讲我是什么不讲啊，哲学讲不讲我是什么讲，但是呢，到现在为止没有一个很满意的答案，所以我们有必要去了解一下啊。那么佛教就是说。我是什么？具有三个特点啊，具有三个特点，我就具有三个特点。
So thanks everyone for your thoughts just now. Before going on to evaluate whether or not they their merits or demerits, I'd like to offer the Buddhist account of what the self is. This is something that science really doesn't offer much opinion on. Philosophy has a lot of things to say, but not so much of it is convincing. This question of what the self is in fact, it's not a game we're playing. It's not a language game. It has actually a lot of bearing on everybody's individual existences. So for this reason, I would like very much for you to gain a good understanding of what the Buddhist tradition understands the self to be. In respect of the self, the Buddhist tradition defines it as being comprised of three attributes.
第一个，我们认为啊，我们想象当中的这个我啊，我们想象当中的这个我，第一个它的特点是永恒的啊，永恒的。比如说，一个佛教徒，他会觉得啊。我上辈子啊，然后我这辈子 啊，然后我下辈子啊，我从上辈子来到现在，然后我从这一辈子又走到下一辈子，然后我再转世再转世再转世啊。那么这个时候呢，我们把上辈子现在下辈子全部啊，这个几百年几万年几千年的这个这么长的时间，我们把它贯穿连串起来，然后说哦，上一辈子也是我，现在也是我，未来也是我啊，这样子。我们比如说佛教徒就是这样子啊。如果是一个唯物论者、无神论者的话，那么他也会说啊，当我是小孩的时候啊，然后我是少年的时候啊，然后我是青年的时候，然后我是老年的时候，然后他一直都这么五六十七八十年当中，这个当中都有一个我的存在啊，这些都是我少年的时候也是我，就是我这个人啊，然后呢婴儿的时候呢也是我这个人，然后老人的时候呢也是就是我这个人。我们认为这个婴儿、少年，然后就是老年，这个当中有一直都有一个东西是不变的，这个我的身体在变化，但是呢我是不变的，我一直都是存在的。尤其是我们的想象当中的第一个啊特点就是这样子。
So the first attribute that, of the self is its permanent or enduring nature. So for Buddhists, this means, connecting one's previous, current and future lives together in a continuum of oneself. So we talk about me in my previous life, me in my current life, me in my future life. Talking as if all of these forms of rebirth we, have taken and will take, belong to the one self. For people who, are perhaps atheist or don't have, such conceptions of, reincarnation, even the notion of me as a small child, me as I am now, and me when I get old is, a similar notion of a permanent or enduring self. According to this conception, even though our external body may age or change, I myself still remains, is enduring.
你们觉得是不是这样子？
Do you think that this is the case, this idea of an enduring nature we attribute to the self?
Yeah. 好，第二个特点是什么呢？第二个特点就是我是独立存在的。啊，独立存在的，比如说只有一个啊，只有一个我的存在。比如说我们可以我们的身体，比如说啊皮肤、肌肉、骨骼啊等等，有很多很多物质组成的。如果这些把这些物质啊分解的话，我们可以分出啊液体、固体等等、气体等等，我们这个肉体可以分很多种物质。但是我是不可以这样子分的，只有一个我啊，永远都是一个我，我永远都只是一个啊，独立存在的我，我们的想象当中的我是这样子的。
The second attribute that we attribute to the self is of its independently existing nature. So it might be possible for us to talk about the body being comprised of skin and bones and organs and other components that can be then further broken down into their constituent elements. The self is something that we regard as there only being one of and that cannot be broken down further.
然后第三个特点呢，我们把自己当作一个主宰者或者是一个统治者。啊，比如说我们会说我的大脑、我的心脏、我的头、我的眼睛、我的手、我的腿等等等等，我的精神啊，我们把里里外外的所有东西都是我的，我所拥有的这些都是我的工具，就是我所拥有的这些都是我的财富或者是我的工具啊。但是我呢啊，就是通知这些东西的啊，一个这样子的啊，这个自我啊，这是第三个特点。
And the third attribute is the controlling agency that we give to the self, or that we understand through the self. The idea that there are things that belong to me, there are possessions that belong to me, there are body parts that belong to me, and that I am the controller or the owner or the possessor of these things.
那么这三个特点啊，我们现在就看看我们的这个身体的里里外外有没有存在一个这样子的我。嗯，如果有啊，如果有的话，那么我们比如说啊，他骂我，我当然要生气啊，为什么呢？因为他侮辱我了，等等，这些是合理的、对的，应该生气啊。如果没有这样子的东西的话，那这是我自己的一种错觉，我以为啊有一个这样子的东西，然后我以为他的话就是伤害到这样子的这个东西，所以我生气啊。如果这个东西真的是实际上不存在的话呢，那么我这些东西都是没有必要的啊。所以我们现在进一步的去了解一下到底有没有这样子的我，我们大家可以再说一下哈。除了这三个以外，还有没有什么我的存在的方式
？So, what we are going to do now is really look and see whether a self that possesses these three attributes does in fact really exist. If such a self does exist, then getting angry in response to insulting words may be legitimate. However, if such a self with these three attributes does not in fact exist, then it would seem there is no basis on which our anger is justified. So let's just have a small exchange of ideas now about this notion of a self with three attributes.
如果我们不懂啊天文地理数学可以理解的，但是如果我们不懂自己是什么的话，这个就是说不过去的啊。所以呢，我们先看看还有没有其他的存在的方式。我们大家觉得我是什么
？So beside these three attributes, are there any other attributes that characterize ourselves? Is there another attribute or characteristic of the self that is important that we should include in this discussion? It might be okay not to understand geography, astronomy, and mathematics, but to have no understanding of what ourselves essentially are is a rather abject situation.
我们先不说啊，释迦牟尼佛说什么，苏格拉底说什么，柏拉图说什么，耶稣说什么，就是你自己是最了解自己的，你认为你是什么。
So let's not for the time being say what the Buddha said, what Socrates and Plato and Jesus said. You understand yourselves probably the best. So what do you think yourselves are? What attributes are they comprised by?
好，你说。
那天风上师你好。
你好，你好。
我本人觉得就是我就是一种感觉。
好，
就是那么简单。
对，就是一种感觉。
别人给我好吃的，我就觉得开心；别人给我开好的车，我就开心，就是这种感觉。
那是你的感觉，不是你。
对，然后我每天早上照镜子，看得到我这么一个人。
你看到的是你的皮肤，也不是你。
它会动。
啊，它会动，那是你的运动，又不是你。好，非常好。
This answer was that I am feeling. I am feeling. I, for example, feel happy in response to being offered delicious food. Kimball's answer was that that's your feeling. It's not you. And the answer to that was yes, but I look in the mirror and I see myself. And Kimball's answer was that's your skin and not you.
你好，我觉得我是一种拥有。
你是一种什么？
我是一种拥有。
拥有
的感觉。
你是一种拥有。
有，就是我有什么就是我。
谁拥有你自己的拥有？
对，就是
你拥有你是这样子的吗？
我拥有的东西，我觉得就是比如说，我拥有。
你什么时候用过它呀？
我的感觉。 用感觉，我的用感觉的拥有，就是我觉得我拥有了一个房子，我觉得我拥有了知识，我觉得我拥有了一个就是很多就是一些东西，它组成了一个，我觉得那个是我。嗯，
好。
And this answer was that I am essentially a sense of possessing knowledge, possessing experiences, possessing feelings. Self is a sense of being comprised by these different aspects that one possesses.
Yeah. 你刚才问了三四个问题，差不多了。好。里面一个新的师兄，你
啊，开夫你好，
你好。
听任务的同学跟开夫在辩论，他不是想让我们了解，并没有一个真实的我存在，其实是无我告诉我们一个道理。那么谁坐在这里听开夫讲座呢？
是，你认为这个就是我？我知道了。对，现在在说话的。或者是听话的，或者回答问题的这些就人，就是我，是吧？对，好，这个我们要接下来就是要问什么在说话，谁在说话，说话的是什么啊？这样子的话，也就我们可以进一步的分析，这个也是一个回答。好，我们这样子，我们因为时间的关系啊，我们不再回答了。好，我们现在就是这样子。再总结一下，我们大家都回答了，那么从某种角度上讲的话，大家的回答都是对的，但是呢，我想我们还是要深入的去了解一下自己是比较重要的，因为我们的所有的烦恼都是来自于自己啊。然后呢，自己所谓的自己呢，我们也不太清楚到底自己是什么啊。这样子以后呢，我们今天大家都回答了，就其实没有一个。没有一个是相通的回答，或者是没有一个是大家或者是两三个人的公认的问题，各说各的，就观点都是基本上都是不一样的。
Thanks again everyone for your ideas. On some level, they are all right. However, I think it's necessary for us to go deeper with our understanding of what the self is. If we agree that our problems originate at the level of ourselves, then not having a clear idea of what ourselves are is a very unfortunate situation.
好，我们现在刚才讲的佛教讲的这三个特点这三个我们现在要分析一下，这三个存不存在啊？如果这三个存在的话，那么我们想象当中的我就成立了。如果这三个都不存在的话，那么我们想象当中的我就是不成立了啊，就这么简单啊。首先啊，我们刚才。也提到了我们大家都认为我是从上意识到这里，这一识到下意识，或者是我是从小到现在，从现在到老到死这个当中一直都这个不断的变化的这个物质上面呢，物质和精神上面有一个我是永远存在的我们都是这么认为的。那么现在我们看起来这个成不成立呢？首先所有的物质都可以用时间和空间来解释。
What we're going to do now is look at the self as constituted by the three attributes that we mentioned before and evaluate whether or not a self that is defined by these three attributes is in fact valid. If it's valid, then the idea of self is valid. And if in fact a self based on these three attributes doesn't withstand our scrutiny, then it's not valid. So we're going to start off with the first one, the notion of an enduring self, a permanent self, whether that be a self that endures over lifetimes or a self that has continuously endured over the course of this lifetime. To start with, we can understand any entity or person in terms of time or space, time and space.
然后所有的时间我们可以分成三个阶段，过去、现在、未来。
Time can be further broken down into three types, the past, the present, and the future.
那么过去、现在、未来，这三个都是相对的，没有一个是绝对的过去和未来。
Of course, each of these are relative. There is no absolute past, present, or future.
比如说2015年作为现在的话，那就是14年之前都叫做过去，16年以后都叫做未来。
So if we take the year 2015 as our benchmark of the present, then everything before that, 2014 and before, is the past, and everything from 2016 onwards is the future.
如果是今天这个6月1号作为现在的话，那就是5月31号之前都叫做过去啊，6月2号以后都叫做未来，所以这个过去、未来、现在是相对的，不是绝对的，没有绝对的过去和未来。
If we were to take today, the 1st of June, as our benchmark of the present, then everything before that would be the past, everything from tomorrow onwards would be the future. So we can see from this that there is no absolute definition of past, present, and future. These are all relative concepts.
好，然后呢，我们现在比如说我们现在6月1号的晚上的9点钟这个时间作为现在的话，那么8点钟之前这个以前所有都叫做过去，10点钟以后都叫做未来。
Right at this moment, 9 o'clock in the evening is, if this is the present, then everything before this, 8 o'clock and before, was the past, and everything from 10 o'clock onwards is the future.
好，那我们为什么要讲这个呢？就是要说明什么叫做过去啊？过去就是，虽然是曾经发生过但是呢现在它已经消失在这个地球宇宙的任何一个角落上，都找不到它，任何一个时间和空间当中都不存在，现在已经消失了已经不存在了，这叫做过去。
The reason we're talking about this now is to generate an understanding of what we mean by past.In fact, the past refers to things or a time that once existed but no longer does. It is no longer in existent, and this is the past.
然后什么叫做未来呢？就是以后它会发生的以后它会发生的。但是呢，从现在的角度来讲它在这个地球或者是这个宇宙的任何一个角落当中任何一个时间和空间当中，它是不存在的，它根本就不存在的。
And in respect of the future, the future refers to things or time that will happen in the future, but has not happened yet. Given that it hasn't happened yet,There is no existence of the future in any place on the earth in the present moment.
然后那么现在存在的东西是什么呢？这个时间和空间，这个世界上，如果有一个存在的东西，那么就是现在只有现在的才是存在，过去、未来都是不存在的。
So if there is anything that in fact does exist, it's only that which belongs to the present moment, the current moment.
然后这个现在呢，我们可以缩小到1/1秒.
However, it's possible to break down this present moment, the current moment now, into units as small as the 1/10,000th of a minute.
那么1/1秒，除了1/1秒以外，这个之前的、之后的都是不存在的。
And if we were going to use a unit this small, we would have to say that anything on either side of it would be the past or the future, and therefore no longer in existence or not yet in existence.
如果有一个我的存在的话，从时间的角度来讲，那只能是一秒钟的万分之一。
So if in fact there is really a me, a self in existence, we can only say it is one that exists for 1/10,000th of a minute.
那么这个一秒钟的万分之一啊，这个上面呢，怎么可能有一个啊永恒的东西呢？
1/10,000th of a second, I should say. And if in fact this self is only existent for 1/10,000th of a second, then how can we in any way describe it as permanent or enduring?
所谓的人生，比如说我们人可以活到一百年啊，那么一百年都是一秒钟的万分之一啊，加起来组合，最后就叫做一百年。
Even though a person can live for up to a period of 100 years, that 100-year lifetime is comprised by 1/10,000th of a second, many, many, many of them combined together to form the 100-year lifespan.
但是这个时间的角度讲啊，这种组合是我们的意识组合的，实际上时间是没有办法组合的，比如说空间啊。空间我们比如说啊，十瓶水然后组合是实际上就是有这些东西可以组合的，把十瓶水可以倒在一个桶里面，可以的，但是从时间的角度啊讲的话，那么未来都不存在，过去也不存在，仅仅只有现在，而且现在所谓的现在就是一秒钟的万分之一啊，除了一秒钟的万分之一以外，这些东西都不存在，但是呢我们的意识就觉得存在，把这些全部连接起来以后呢，这个就叫做人生。
And all of these infinitesimally small moments of time being combined together to make one life is something that takes place at the level of our consciousness. It's what our minds do. In fact, it's not possible to combine time in, time doesn't, of itself combine into one unit this way. It's what our minds essentially do. It may be possible to pour 10 bottles of water into one vessel, but time itself only, consists of its various small fragmented moments.
昨天的我不存在，明天的我也不存在，啊。早上的我也不存在，下一个小时十点钟、十二点钟的时候的我也是不存在，实际上是不存在，但是呢，我的想象当中是存在的，我的意识可以把这些东西全部连接起来啊，叫做人生。这个只能在我们的想象当中存在，实际上是没有的。
So the me of yesterday no longer exists, me an hour ago no longer exists, me tomorrow has not yet come into existence. However, it is my mind that connects all these together and calls it human life.
所以这个真的是要静下来要思考一下这个问题，因为这个我们涉及到我们的一个很重，人生当中的一个很重大的问题啊。比如说我们去赚钱啊，发财作为一个有钱人啊，或者是很贫穷作为一个很贫困的人，这些都是身外的东西来确定我们是有钱人或者是无钱人等等。但是我们现在讲的呢，就是将我们自己的这个我们自己的本质啊，本质上人到底是一个什么东西啊，我们所想象的存在和不存在，如果真的不存在的话，那么我们为什么为他啊这么担忧，这么焦虑，这么生气，这么贪欲，这些有没有必要？我就是要涉及到这个问题了，就是涉及到一个很重要的问题。
So this question of whether the self does exist and if it exists in the way we imagine it to is extremely important. It cuts to the very essence of what we are. It's a very important question. The reason being that if in fact it doesn't exist, then there is no basis for or no reason for us to feel things such as anxiety and worry, negative emotional states, desire, greed, etc.
好，第二个问题呢，我们刚才讲我是独立存在独立存在的。
So we move now on to the second attribute of the self, which is an independently existing self.
那么独立存在存在于什么比如说我们的肉体是以各种各样的这个物质、细胞、神经元组成的，这些都是可以分开的。分开了以后呢，这些东西没有任何的关系，都是不同的物质，都是没有关系的。然后我们的意识呢，就是短短的十分钟当中呢，我们的意识的变化就是有各种各样的变化。一会儿我们有开心，一会儿有不开心，然后有各种各样的这个情绪。这些情绪呢，所有的情绪都是相互之间是没有太大的关系的，都是各是各的。那么包括我们的肉体和精神都是这样子可以分开的，可以分解的东西。那么这些东西上面呢，有没有一个独立的就普遍整个的精神和肉体的一个这样子的我存在，真的存在吗？如果存在的话，那我们也要进一步的去了解一下否则的话就是我们自欺欺人我们自己欺骗自己，有一个我然后呢也就这个传播给别人说有一个我们古老的宗教都会讲一个语言没有办法表达的我是存在的那么为什么语言不能表达呢？如果我存在的话，我这不就这个肉体和精神吗？为什么这里有一个语言不能表达的东西呢？这个我们进一步的去分析，这样的时候呢，我们的确是找不到除了肉体和精神的这个各种各样的东西以外，这个上面没有一个就是独立存在的东西。
So in terms of the second question of the second attribute, an independently, discreetly existing self, really, if we look at our bodies, then all we have are a myriad different components, cells, atoms, etc., that can be broken down into infinitesimally small elements. Our emotional level too, we are in a state of constant emotional flux every 10 minutes, manifesting a different mood state. Amongst all of this, our physical constituents and our emotional constituents, is there one single thing that we can point to and say that this is our self or this is where our self resides? It's very difficult for us to do this. So for this reason, or if there is no self, then we are essentially deluding ourselves. We are deceiving ourselves. Even though ancient traditions speak of there existing a self that a self exists that transcends language or goes beyond words, in actual fact, if there is nothing more than, if we are essentially a composite of a psychological aspect and a physical aspect, then we should be able to put these into words. It should be the fact that this is something we are able to describe.
第三个特点第三个特点是什么呢？就是统治者统治者或者主宰主宰我的身体和我的精神。我们平时说我的眼睛可以看，我的耳朵听，我的大脑去思考等等但是这个有一个非常大的问题是什么问题呢？比如说我们思考一下比如说我的大脑我的心脏，我的精神，这样子我们在我们的这个肉体上，哪怕是一个最小的细胞，我们也可以说是我的身体的细胞等等。然后我们的每一个情绪的变化，我们都可以说是我的那么这些都是你的你的话，那么你自己在哪里呢这个就是我们要去思考大脑是我的，心脏是我的，眼睛是我的，精神是我的，这都是我的。那么这些都是你的， 那么你自己在那里啊，我们不能说我也是我的啊，没有这样子的说法。嗯，那么如果这些都是你的，那么这是你的，你的是什么意思呢？我们在中文里面加了一个的啊，我的，那么这就是我所拥有的啊，这个意思。嗯，那么这些都是你所拥有的，你是主人啊，那么你主人在哪里呢？啊，这些东西都不是你了，这些东西都是你所拥有的东西，比如说我的车子、我的房子啊等等。当然，这个都是我拥有的，不是我啊。如果是我的话，我们不会讲，在这个语言当中，我们不会讲我的我，不会这样子讲啊。我的房子可以说，我的车子可以说，但是我们不能说我的我啊，没有这样子的说法啊。所以，这些都就除了这些以外，到底我是什么，我们都不知道了。啊，那么如果说这些都就是我啊，大脑、心脏这些都是我，那么这个我们刚才已经看，从时间的角度、从空间的角度分析的时候呢，这些上面已经我们非常清楚，已经没有刚才我们所想象的、我们想象当中的我啊，这些上面不存在啊。那么到底我是什么？最后我们啊有两条路可以走。
So in terms of the last attribute, the third attribute, that of the self being an independent, operator, owner, possessor, or controller, we frequently talk about our eyes that see, our brains that think, our bodies, our hands, our legs, or the things that we own. We talk about our moods. And when we do this, we, use the possessive sense, something belonging to us, my, mine. However,Even though these things we talk about as belonging to me, the problem remains of where, in fact, me or I or the self actually resides. Where is it independent of all of these things that we attribute to it in a possessive relationship? So we can see from this that aside from the various things that describe as belonging to the self, it's very difficult to say that the self in fact exists in any discrete place. So from looking at these three attributes, it seems very difficult to support an idea of a self that that supports, in fact affirms these three attributes. And if this is the case, then there are essentially from the Buddhist point of view two different paths or solutions, approaches we can take.
两条路是什么？第一条路啊，我们越说越糊涂啊，这是根本就不知道说什么，怎么可能说的都非常的玄啊，就是这样子。可能我们可能一部分人可能有可能有这样子的感觉。
So the first reaction or the first approach is essentially just to become even more confused than we already are.
另外一个呢，我们真的是认真的思考的时候呢，就是恍然大悟，有一个道理啊。那么这个道理就是第一个给我们有些时候呢，就是很恐慌，很害怕啊。就像当年啊。像爱因斯坦他们遇到量子力学，他们发现量子力学的真理的时候呢，爱因斯坦就说了一句话，这个感觉是什么？就像你人站在这个五层楼的这个五层楼上面，然后把你脚下的地板抽空一样，这种感觉就是没有一个是可以抓的东西啊，整个都是空掉了，你不知道，你人都不知道现在要抓什么东西，就是这种感觉啊，有可能达到这种感觉，这个效果，这个是非常好的效果。
The second reaction is one that we may generate from really thinking hard about this and arriving at a realization that brings us a sense of perhaps panic or fear or a sense of loss of our bearings, similar to what Einstein described when he discovered the theory of relativity. He said it's like being on the fifth level of a building and having the foundations completely removed from underneath you. And if, in fact, through engaging in this process of examination, you arrive at this sense, this feeling, then this is a very positive thing indeed.
这个时候我们就是有了这个感受的时候然后用佛教的话来讲，这叫做证悟证悟就是明白了一个道理，所以叫做证悟。
This realization, this experiential realization, described using Buddhist language is enlightenment. Enlightenment referring to the understanding, the realization of a truth.
证悟了以后呢，我们可以进一步的去打坐打坐训练。打坐就是我们虽然是明白了一个道理，但是呢，这个道理现在目前就它的力量不是很强，所以我们要去训练训练了以后呢，这种感受会越来越强，越来越强。那这种智慧，这就是一种智慧这个智慧就会越来越增长。
Even though we may arrive at this realization, of itself, it's still relatively weak in its power. We're able to deepen this realization to make it more intense through engaging in meditation.
然后这个智这个智慧增长的时候，它越增长，然后呢，我们的这些负面的这些情绪就会越减少。比如说比如说过度的欲望我们并不是说所有的欲望，首先是说过度的欲望，过分的欲望还有就是嗔恨就是抱怨仇恨还有就是这个过度的姿势这些东西就叫做这个负面的这个情绪，也叫做垃圾情绪那么这个智慧增长了以后然后呢，这些情绪都会减少。就像比如说我们这这个屋子里，首先是没有光一片黑暗然后首先开始有一个很弱的光然后呢，这个光慢慢的这个增长之后呢这个黑暗就会慢慢的会减少同样的道理，我们目前我们虽然懂很多很多的这个怎么去赚钱，怎么去工作等等这方面的知识，但是呢，关于这个无我这方面我们一无所知所以呢，从这个角度来讲，我们的这个内心当中或者我们大脑里面呢，就是一片漆黑现在我们用一个这样子的方式去推理如果我们比较效果比较好的话，那么就是我们的大脑里面呢开始有一个亮点然后再打坐的话，这个亮点慢慢的会增长最后它就可以照亮我们的整个的大脑，我们的心，我们的精神这个时候呢，所有的这些烦恼、不开心、焦虑这些都是在本质上就可以解决了。
So it's this realization, the wisdom of this this realization that we can increase through meditation, and the result of the increase in this wisdom will be that our negative mental afflictions will begin to dissolve, will begin to diminish of their own course. Whether it be desire, anger, hatred, etc., the result of increasing our wisdom of no self will be that these negative emotional states will begin to subside. Not to start with necessarily all of our desire, but excessive desire will begin to grow less. It's rather like a room that is pitch black. To begin with, we have a very faint light, but slowly this light gains power. It's a spark that gains more intensity. It becomes stronger and stronger, and finally has the capacity to illuminate the whole room. And this is also like the a wisdom that has the capacity to illuminate our minds, our whole essentially being. And the result of this is that we will ultimately be able to address and eliminate our afflictions and vexations by developing a proper understanding of no self. At the current time, we have a great understanding and knowledge of all kinds of things like how to make money, how to do this. But in terms of no self, we're really in a state of abject ignorance.
这个时候呢，我们在生活当中所发生的一些事情啊，或者是比如说我们刚才讲的，有人啊来用最恶毒的语言来骂我们的时候呢，那么他的声音只能震动我们的耳膜，但是我们的心啊完全可以做到如如不动啊。那么这个时候呢，所有的烦恼，所有的这些不开心的这些事情啊，都不会困扰我们啊，都不会影响到我们。
When we have arrived at a point where the wisdom of no self has really permeated our beings and our minds, then regardless of what challenges we might experience in life, what insulting words are spoken to us, nothing will be able to do any more than stimulate the membrane in our ears. Our minds will remain unaffected. They will be unflummoxed by these things that happen.
但是生活还是要同样的继续。
However, our lives nevertheless need to continue.
这是不一生活的目的不一样，生活的本质不一样然后呢，生活的意义不一样。
However, from this point onwards, our the meaning of our life will change. The essence of our life will change.
然后这个时候呢，我们没有明白这个道理的人啊，或者是就是因为不明白这个道理，所以受痛苦的人啊，对这些人或者是动物啊，然后就特别的关心啊，就有慈悲心。
And we will feel particularly compassionate towards those around us.Including humans and animals who don't understand this truth, who don't understand this way that things are.
从此以后呢，我们可以大部分的这个时间用来为别人着想帮助别人。这个就是佛教大乘佛教讲的普度众生普度众生，它不仅仅是一个口号。这个时候呢，我们实实在在在我们的生活当中可以落实。
And from this point on, we'll be in a position where we're able to spend the majority of our time in benefiting others. Using a turn of phrase from the Mahayana tradition, in liberating or in rescuing other living beings. From this point on, this will be something we're able to really actualize in our lives.
我今天讲的就是一个很简单的一个概况，如果大家感兴趣的话，大家可以进一步的去在这个佛经当中进一步的去这个探索进一步的去了解研究这样子的话，我想每一个人都可以找到一个自己比较满意的答案。
So what I offered tonight was just a simple outline. If people are interested in looking into this more deeply, then they can do so by examining the Buddhist sutras. And I'm confident that everybody looking into the sutras or looking into this more deeply will be able to find an answer they find personally satisfying.
好，非常的感谢，我今天的讲座到此结束。